news item worth noting, the union representing air traffic controllers says controllers are in short supply, and this will lead to flight delays unless something is done. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association said the FAA has not met its hiring goals, resulting in this decline in the number of controllers as air traffic is increasing. Equally concerning, the union says some controllers have been working six-day weeks for years because of the shortage, and the union is asking Congress to intervene. Well, meanwhile, Congress is taking up drought protection. This summer, the Republican-led House approved the Western Water and American Food Security Act of 2015, and the Senate is expected to take it up. But if it passes, President Obama is expected to veto it, because at the heart of the bill is a move to funnel more clean water to California farmers in the San Joaquin Valley, but take it away from the rivers, where water is currently being directed to try to save the Delta smelt and other fish, which have become endangered by the brackish and too warm waters. The bill would also repeal a salmon and habitat restoration program and put a smaller project in its place. And the bill calls for building more dams. Rob Bishop is a Republican from Utah. He chairs the House Committee on Natural Resources. Congressman Bishop wrote a recent article in the National Review calling for enactment of this bill. The article is titled Resurrecting Eureka in California, Eureka being the rallying cry during the gold rush. He says that California dream is now drying up. And Congressman Bishop joins us. Welcome.
Happy to be here with you.
And tell us more about what you mean about that, that, you know, the Eureka moment is gone.
Well, I think that was the slogan that the state actually has officially. That meant that California had the attitude at the time that they could solve every problem and they could make the future better. It is now a very inwardly and backwardly looking approach to situations, and we're trying to say, okay, now is the time to look at things anew, and let's let California move forward. And we're doing it in this era in which they really are having a drought that has been exacerbated by man-made decisions with a twofold approach. One is dealing with the immediacy of the drought right now and saying, look, we will prioritize, and people are more significant than fish, and property rights will be respected. But also, you got to plan for the future. This is going to happen again. They may have some wet cycles. They're going to have dry cycles again. So you have to plan by looking forward and building the capacity to catch the water when it's there. That means new dams, or if no new dams are possible, at least increasing the existing capacity of dams so that you stop the water and you have it when you need it. So it's a twofold approach, one for the immediate issue, one for the long-term approach. And I think California, if they're looking forward, that's where they should be going.
Take the immediate, the idea of redirecting water from the endangered fish. You know, you've stepped into a big debate in California. The government regulates when the river water, which is also used for farming irrigation, can be pumped to protect fish. Fish are now bordering on extinction. This argument pits farmers against fishermen and environmentalists who say, yes, the Delta smelt is practically extinct at this point. But it's still worth trying to save these areas because as go the smelt, so go other fish, the salmon, the bass, that the water is needed to keep the entire ecosystem. You say what?
Well, you also have the problem with all those people who are living, many of them second and first generations Americans, who are also having the problem of how do you survive in this particular situation? So I think what these people are saying who are making that argument is simply a false dichotomy. You don't have to have one or the other. You can actually have both. But you put the priority on human beings and people. Obviously, the water diversion we've been doing right now are not helping the fish. So it's time to rethink and actually come up with something that is workable, not just simply something that meets with the dogma and pragmatism of the past. You're not going to solve the problems of the future by tying your hands to a situation and ideas that are in the past and have failed.
Well, again, environmentalists and state officials who disagree with you say it is about the future. It's about saving future fish populations. But let's move on to another point. They also say we're not talking about a lot of water being diverted to fish and rivers. The Natural Resources Defense Council says this year only about 2% has been redirected to the fish. Very small amount.
No, they're wrong. Good grief. It is a significant issue. We have to think things differently. And I'm sorry, they've got to realize that what they had tried to do as a solution in the past, it ain't working.
Talk about your second point, which is bringing back dams to capture and hold on to water. Dams, by the way, across the country are being taken down now. 72 were torn down or blown up just last year, in part to restore fish populations. But to the idea of building new ones, according to the Mercury News, Large reservoir construction projects cost 58 times more than simple water conservation and efficiency projects. There's a lot of storage already there. The West has over 3,000 major dams, but they're not even filled to capacity. And in part, it's because of evaporation. In fact, former Secretary of the Interior Bruce Babbitt is questioning the benefit of reservoirs in the desert. He recently talked about taking out Glen Canyon Dam at the base of Lake Powell because of evaporation.
Was he on something when he did that? That is the most preposterous proposal I have heard from anyone, even somebody who is, you know, getting on in age. You don't make that kind of proposal seriously. And a lot of these accusations aren't, look, we have not had a new dam since 1979. And the issue is, if you're going to look forward in the future, you got to maintain the water when you get it. Yeah, you got to store it somewhere. I don't care if you want to put a lid on it or you put it underground, but somehow you got to store it. And what's happening right now is no one is storing the stuff. That's the future.
Look, Dianne Feinstein from California, obviously, has said that she sees some things in the bill that she likes, which she won't vote for anything that goes against existing environmental laws, and parts of the bill do. But do you see a place where you can have compromise on some of these ideas?
Yep. But it has to be with the premise. You've got to realize, or they have got to realize, the Senate's got to realize, that what we have been doing in the past is not working. And I like Senator Feinstein because she has the ability of being practical. And this is one of those issues where you're going to have to come with some practical results because what we're doing is not working and we're making a bad situation worse because of it. So I think at the end of the day, she's going to be very good and very instrumental in coming up with a workable solution. But what the House has proposed over there is a darn good bill. And I'm sure if she will take that as the base and go forward, we'll actually do something positive.
Well, as you well know, California has imposed mandatory statewide water restrictions. They do seem to be working. The state cut its water usage by 25%. This is conservation and things like desalination, recycling water. That does seem to be working.
Yeah, it's nice. And anything you do in that area is a positive approach. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You can't solve their problem with desalination. Like what our bill is attempting to do is simply update the science. It doesn't roll back any environmental laws or anything like that. It says, use new science, come up with new ideas, come up with a different approach. And I'm sure the Senate will come along with that eventually.
Also in your article, you say California is drying up while the left howls climate change. And when they say that, they mean ideological control of communities and their water. There's another lawmaker, Representative Devin Nunes, who says the drought is entirely man-made, that it's because water has been redirected to the environment instead of being stored. It sounds like he doesn't believe in climate change. Do you?
Now, I think you're adding into his statement with that last portion of it. What he's simply saying is the situation they find themselves in has been severely exacerbated and made worse by these arguments that are coming from the environmental special interest groups. And I think in that he's actually right. But where the fault lies is secondary to how we find the solution to it. And the solution is in our bill, putting the priorities with people and planning for the future. That's what we have to do.
That's Rob Bishop, a Republican from Utah, chair of the House Committee on Natural Resources, about the bill passed by the House this summer called the Western Water and American Food Security Act of 2015. We'll keep an eye on it. Congressman Bishop, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that bill, backed by Congressman Bishop, is not expected to be passed by the Senate. And as we said, if it is, President Obama is expected to veto it, leading critics like Representative Raul Grijalva, the Democrat from Arizona, to say this is all just an opportunity to attack the Endangered Species Act. But Congressman Bishop and others say that diverting waters to rivers instead of farms is a fool's errand because water from rivers just run into the ocean. Well, your thoughts, especially if you live in California. And what about new dams? Jan Peltz of Wild Earth Guardians writes in an op-ed in the Mercury News that Deputy Secretary of the Interior Michael Connor testified at a hearing that large-scale storage projects cost about $46,000 per acre-foot of yield, in other words, of saving water, while conservation and efficiency measures range from $500 to $800 per acre-foot, far more cost-effective. Your comments welcome at hereandnow.org.